o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. But before we get to our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, a little bit of breaking news from the National Football League. Your special teams player of the week in the National Football Conference, Carl Brooks. Maybe that influences who you'll choose for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, which we are doing on a Wednesday because we got kind of a wonky week ahead of us. We'll be on the air every day, but a lot of high school state championship coverage across ESPN Wisconsin. So time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, presented by Steinhoffels. And Steinhoffel's Black Friday deals are on already right now. Get the season's best prices on amazing bonus buys, like a three-piece dining set for $189, a Sealy mattress starting at just $199, and rocker recliners for only $349. Plus, you can pay with Steinhoffel's special 18-month, 0% interest financing when you make a purchase of $799 or more. No money down, no hidden fees. Steinhoffel's has something for everyone. Shop Steinhoffel's in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Time now for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Don't sleep,
you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
Feels early. I'm not sure I'm prepared. Tausch, you got yours already?
You haven't won much this year, so it might be good to go early.
Tausch has at least made it a two-horse race again, mostly thanks to me taking off a bunch of Fridays in the Academy or the Analytics Collective not recognizing my participation, despite that I still do so on the show sheets. You guys seem to play defense against me.
I don't care enough to play defense against you, quite frankly.
That's not very spirited.
What a great attitude.
Yeah.
Great attitude, Jason.
Good sportsmanship there.
I'm not walking around taking victory laps and then saying when somebody closes the gap on me, it's because I haven't been on the show. Like, that's a brag, by the way. I've missed a lot of shows, so I haven't been able to make my picks publicly. Fine.
Jason's basically telling us this segment's as good as the offensive play caller for the Badgers. Why does it matter? That's what you're saying right now. Come on.
Wow.
Don't flinch.
I'll go first. I feel good. I don't feel good about the sleepiness of this player, but I think he is going to have a monster game. And I think he can overcome maybe the fact that he is not going to be viewed, and I'm going to take some shrapnel from y'all for me picking this young man.
Oh, boy.
But I think Jaden Reed's going to have a game. I think he's going to have a game. And I'm going with Jaden Reed as my Steinhoffel slip. And I feel good about doing it. What, did he have one catch last week? Is that what he had?
Two.
Like two targets?
Two catches, including a touchdown. What does he have to get?
Like
240 rushing and receiving
yards combined? Just be a baller.
You want to know why I don't take this seriously? It's the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. And Mark Tauscher has come onto our program and picked the guy who leads the team in receptions, in receiving yards, in targets. To be the sleeper of the week. And I'm the bad guy for saying that I don't care.
All right, fair. I will rescind my pick because you just slapped me in the face. And it's true. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to go back to my well. I'm going back to JJ and Igbaré. I think San Fran's O-line.
Surprised it's not Josh Jacobs when you said JJ.
Little suspect. Well, that's crazy. Of course I'm not going Josh Jacobs. Not yet. I'm going JJ Anikbare again. I think his rep count's going to go up again, and I think he's going to make a couple of big impact plays, including a strack on Brock. And I think that's going to lead to a victory. So, yes, I'm going JJ.
Jesse, since you feel like you've been wrongfully prevented from participating, you may go next.
So I'm going to play the odds
for wait some a second. By the way, we're on air at both markets 9 to 9:30 on Friday. We could have easily done Steinhoffels. Jesse's doing this to get back in the mix on Wednesday, just so we're all clear.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know.
All right. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Keyshawn Nixon is my selection for my Steinhoffels sleeper of the week. Oh, like it's Jaden Reed. He hasn't
been... dude's a starter. Like, what are we doing here?
You
guys just give me grief.
I am expecting...
You didn't pick Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed is one of the, like, four guys at the start of the year that we said for sure not a sleeper or would have to do something bonkers to Thank you.
Good one.
Keyshawn Nixon, I'm hoping for a special teams return. I feel like we're due for one of those.
You petting a skunk?
No, that's Luna. That's Luna. I'm not a skunk. He called you a skunk. Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
Does look skunk-like.
Oh, you guys aren't very nice. I think you hurt her feelings.
And if Keyshawn Nixon doesn't have a special teams return, then I'm hoping he makes a big play defensively and comes up with a turnover.
We're no longer listening. We're talking about skunks now.
Keyshawn Nixon.
For the second straight week, after he did not have a catch last week and is trying to show that he can still catch the football after 7 drops during the first 9 games of the season, I will take Dontayvion Wicks again. Because when you're coming off a game in which you didn't catch a pass, you certainly qualify as a Steinhoffels Sleeper of the Week candidate, as opposed to when you catch a touchdown pass and you're leading the team in every receiving statistical category. Now, Tausch, tell us about Coors Light, because that's a winner, just like Jaden Reed will be a winner for you had you not rescinded your pick.
Yeah, Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill in those mountains. Oh, it's windy out, it's getting cold out, it's getting a lot easier to make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sub by responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It is time for trivia. It is Wednesday. We once again eschewed doing trivia on Monday because we were taking so many calls after the Packers' narrow victory over the Bears. So, of course, it is double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia. The question I have is, who wrote the questions?
I am excited to share that we are going to experience a Wilde and Tausch trivia first today. We are making history, folks.
Oh, wow.
Today is the first time we are doing double trivia written by two celebrity guest trivia writers. So we have Up North Joe.
Celebrity guests. So we have Aaron Andrews and Tom Brady doing our trivia.
Up North Joe wrote one set of questions. And Tucker in Wausau, avid contestant of Wilde and Tausch Trivia, has written our other set of questions.
Would Tucker be eligible to play trivia Up North Joe's questions?
If Joe and Tucker were both contestants today, they would be assigned the other person's questions and be eligible. Yes.
How awesome would that be if it ends up being Up North Joe versus Tucker with Oppo questions? That'd be special.
Let's find out who the contestants will be by taking caller 5 and caller 10. Caller 5 and caller 10, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 5, caller 10, you'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, before we start, I saw we are promoting the return of the Isthmus Bowl. Who's matched up in that one, and are you on the call again?
I am. I'll be back on it on Saturday on ESPN Madison. I have a couple of replays over Thanksgiving weekend. Mike Padol and I will return and reunite to call the fourth annual Culver's Isthmus Bowl on ESPN Wisconsin this Saturday afternoon.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
UW Stout making the bowl game this year, which is awesome. Stout and Wheaton College from Illinois. Going to be a good game.
And well called, I'm sure. All right, let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. Neither of the writers of the questions qualified to play on each other's questions. That doesn't mean we're not happy to have our two contestants. First, it is James in Madison, who is caller number 5. James, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And caller 10, Zach in the Dells. Zach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Just passing through a small town of a CBS analyst, Tony Romo. What town am I in?
You're Burlington. In Burlington.
That is correct.
Give Tausch and I an entry.
Which county is that? What county is Burlington in?
I think Racine.
You're the county guy. You like knew all 74.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking.
72.
I think it's Walworth. I think it might be Walworth.
Toss
so
up.
I might be wrong.
Pick them or flick them. All right. So since we have two contestants and James was first, James, you get to choose. I'm not going to tell you what the categories are, though. It's kind of like category roulette. But do you want Up North Joe's questions or do you want Tucker in Wausau's questions?
Let's go with Up North Joe.
All right. Up North Joe's questions. The category is Maguanago, Muskego, or both. Z and the D.
Your questions will
be WIAA State Championship Geography, so you'll have that opportunity. All right, here we go. Question number 1 for James from Joe. Which of these towns takes its name from a Potawatomi word meaning place of the bear? Is it Maguanago, Muskego, or both?
Let's go with Maguanago.
1-1.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if Tausch was playing or not.
He wasn't sure either.
A little confusing at this juncture.
No, it was Maguanago.
Thank you. Question 1, Z in the D, is this. Mileage! Which of these high schools will be making the longest trek to play at Camp Randall Stadium in this week's WIAA State Football Championships? Is it Grantsburg, Rice Lake, or Barry Alvarez Prep Academy? The Flinchers.
Man, I really want to go with Barry Alvarez Academy, but I'm going to go Grantsburg.
Tausch, agree or disagree?
I'm saying Rice Lake. Rice Lake is a haul.
Zach is right. You are wrong. Grantsburg.
Where
the
is
farthest
Grantsburg?
Away. No idea.
It's northwest, all the way up near the border.
Yep, by Cumberland, about an hour north of, I would say, Rice Lake.
Wow.
Oh,
why do
right?
you know so
okay.
much about geography? You're in Burlington, you're driving, do you drive everywhere? Like, are you Mr. Wisconsin driver guy?
I actually do drive everywhere. I was in, actually, Elgin, Illinois last night, but I go all over the state for work.
All right, well, there you go. Then this might help your chances, as opposed to Muskego, Maguanago, or both. All right, James, question 2 for you. Tausch is driving, just like Z and the D, on Northeast on Highway 36 from Waterford en route to Greendale. Which town will he drive through on his journey from Waterford to Greendale? Will he drive through Maguanago, Muskego, or both?
Taking what? 36?
36 Muskego. Northeast.
I think it's Muskego.
I would have never gotten that right, and I went to high school in Greendale. Well done.
Old Highway 36. Take that to Grandma's
house. Is that Loomis Road? Is that what it becomes? All right, Z and the D, question two for you. Which of these high schools will be making the shortest trek mileage to play at Camp Randall Stadium in this week's WIAA State Football Championships? Is it Catholic Memorial, Racine St. Catharines, or Slinger? Shortest trek.
Ooh. Obviously, Racine's in South Milwaukee. Catholic Memorial, I'm pretty sure, is Milwaukee because it's on this radio station, Milwaukee, ESPN Milwaukee. I'm going to go Slinger.
Tausch?
Slinger.
Catholic
Memorial is located in Waukesha, which is, as you well know, if you're coming from Milwaukee, on your way to Madison.
Yeah.
All right, question three, James, and a chance for you to get a clean sweep in a category you clearly didn't like. Here's the question. Which of these towns used to be home to a local amusement park, attracting patrons from the Milwaukee area and the Midwest until it closed in 1977 after Six Flags Great America opened in Gurnee, Illinois? All right. I didn't know this. Which of these towns had a local amusement park? Was it Maguanago, Muskego, or both?
I haven't said the word Maguanago, so let's go with that.
You did say it in the first question. And in retrospect, you should have
both.
Said
both. Just because I feel like both.
Yeah, he didn't do that. That one wasn't even used at all, it turns out. None of the questions had both as an answer.
That's what I used to do when you'd take those multiple choice, or be at some point, you'd be like, all right, I haven't
it's
hit
gotta be all
in a
the
while.
Above.
I think if I'm going to guess... See,
Joe is too busy buying his British redcoat uniform this week. Not his best work on his trivia.
Muskego had an amusement park. Has Usher George ever told you stories about the old Muskego amusement park?
Dandelion Park, later known as Muskego Beach Amusement Park. Yep, closed in 1977. Popular destination back in the day.
Learn something new. Mark Tauscher, born in 1977, right around the time that apparently Dandelion Park died. What?
Why don't you start giving out social security numbers and
Whoa,
addresses?
Whoa, Nelly!
376.
That also looks like a 595 start guy.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what his number
Whoa,
is.
Whoa,
Nelly! Certainly not going any further down this road.
Oh, God.
Question 3Z is this. Longitudinally, which of these high schools is located in a city exactly due north and on the same longitudinal line?
Good one.
Thanks. Took two yells to get you to acknowledge, but it's still...
I didn't acknowledge it. I just stopped because you were yelling. All right, which of these schools is located in a city exactly due north and on the same longitudinal line as Camp Randall Stadium? Is it Bayport, Edgar, or Stratford?
Ooh. The Edgar is south, the Stratford's north, and what was the other one, Bayport? I think that's Green Bay. So let's go Stratford.
That is not the correct answer that I have here.
I'm going to go Edgar.
Then it's Edgar.
It is Edgar, according at least to Tucker and Wausau.
Wildcats. The old Wildcats.
Yeah, go Wildcats.
Perennial power.
All right. So
yeah, they're good. Coach Sins. Oh, Coach Sins. Is he still coaching up there?
He's still there.
Is his name Sack?
He's been up there like 100 years.
Jerry.
He's coached there for 100 years. Jeremy, his kid, he's a coach now, or he was. Really good player. A lot of sinses.
Yeah, you got to repent for a lot of sinses. All right, so.
Good one.
Jeff, or Jeff.
Jeff. Spencer.
Hello.
Spencer. Pedro. Whatever. James. You got two out of three. You got three of the possible four entries into Friday's drawing. Sack, you got one out of three. You've got two entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate you both. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. What is the powerhouse of WIA football? Is it Stratford?
Boy, good question. I think Stratford, Edgar, Division One, Wanakee, I think you have to throw in that mix.
Muskego.
No, they're not putting Muskego. Muskego barely can beat McGuanico. Like, what are we talking about here?
Muskego's playing in their third championship in 6 years. And they would have been in a fourth if not for COVID.
And they're coached by Johnny Sins.
All right, here's the deal. Ask Semerow to give you his two top powerhouses in the state, Division 7.
Text him right now.
Let's see who he gives. Let's get our answers.
All right, I'll get on the case with the dean.
All right, you know who knows what they're talking about when it comes to banking, and of course it is Associated Bank. Best customer service in the industry. Packers checking, Badgers checking, Brewers checking, and early pay, which allows you to have access to your direct deposit from your employer up to 2 days early. So when you have an unexpected expense, you're ready for it. You got this with Associated Bank. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
The question that was posed was, Tausch, help me out, the greatest programs in WIAA state football? The GOATs?
You just heard the same conversation I did.
Powerhouse is what Zach said.
That was the word I was looking for. I knew there was a special word there. And the dean, the great Dennis Semerow, always at our beck and call. Jesse texted him, and he provided an answer to this question.
So in typical Dennis fashion, he cannot choose just one, but he does have a Mount Rushmore for you. He has a Mount...
He's giving us a four-piece nug.
Four-piece nug, sure. Like Prize Picks, So Dennis has identified the following...
Not that you can do Prize Picks on WIAA State High School football, just to make a clarification.
That is fair.
Jesse.
I'm not saying you can.
Just brought it up.
I'd take more on Muskego rushing yards if I could, though. Arrowhead, Edgar with the Sins, St. Mary's Springs, and Catholic Memorial, Dennis Semrau's Mount Rushmore of high school football powerhouses in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Any objections?
I'm not objecting. Well, Dennis Semerow has spent 70 years just analyzing this stuff inside and out. I'm not going to object
to Dennis on this. Yeah. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
Jesse, why would you ask if we object? We asked him for his help. And then we would have him give an answer, then we would say, no, he's wrong?
Well, in fairness, I could see myself objecting if there was something ludicrous down there.
You say, like, Tausch has never objected to something or debated something that he's not an expert on before. Jason?
I rescind. Okay, I was wrong.
Go. Whoa, Nelly!
Come on.
Are you new here?
I would not have done that to Dennis. Let me put it that way instead.
Do you guys want to talk about the college football playoff, or do you want to wait to do that
tomorrow? I'm going to be honest with you, Jesse. I'm not a big fan of this new pick an adventure, Whoa Nelly. It's your segment. It's not. What do you guys want to do? Just grab a segment and go with it.
Well,
it's
I'm asking because you wanted to get to Paul Feinbaum. You sent me on a goose chase for Paul Feinbaum earlier
today.
That ship now we
has
haven't.
Sailed.
No, we can
that
do it to close out the show. In fact, Nelly.
Whoa,
we're not doing Nelly. Whoa Nelly. We'll do Paul Feinbaum.
I'm going to Whoa Nelly. I'm Whoa Nelly and you're Whoa Nelly to come back to Whoa Nelly.
You can't. You can't. You said Jesse did all the work tracking.
Just wait a second.
Audio for you.
You can't double stamp a triple stamp? Of course you can.
No, yeah, triple dog area.
It's in the rules.
You can't
Whoa Nelly a Whoa Nelly. That doesn't seem.
I don't know if you can Whoa Nelly
the game.
First off, we never Whoa Nelly anything. Like, rarely if we Whoa Nelly anything. And now I'm going to Whoa Nelly your Whoa Nelly, thinking that that should be
Whoa
Nelly the Whoa Nelly.
You're going to tell us about Prize Picks is what you're going to do.
Prize Picks. The best place. I guess Jason won this one, which. Jesse, did you have anything really good that you wanted to hit or not? Prize Picks. The best place to get real money sports action. Well, I'll tell you what. Who's old boy from the Lakers last night? First round
LeBron
pick from
James.
Tennessee.
Bronny.
Connect. He connected on some things last night. Prize Picks, that would have been a good one to go more on. The only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance, so your lineups will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. And if they leave in the first half, don't return. Prize Picks will keep your lineup live. Prize Picks puts their members first. All withdrawals fast, safe, and secure. And when your picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. Download the app today. Use that code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code WI. To get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 on Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. We will get to what Paul Feinbaum had to say that got Tausch all riled up with plenty of time.
I don't know if I like this precedent you're setting. I don't know if I like this precedent that you
precedent
Whoa Nelly, Whoa Nelly to get no more Whoa Nelly.
Jesse did the work to track down this audio for you. You owe it to him to discuss the topic you asked.
This one's on you.
Search out
Paul.
Just wait, it's not me. I'm trying to save Whoa Nelly from Whoa Nelly, and you
Paul,
just got Whoa Nellied by the
Tausch Feinbaum next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
But I won't cry for yesterday.
We'll hear from Paul Feinbaum. Want to remind you, you can also hear all the best stuff from the Bucks. From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after the game, get an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in just 6 minutes. No more, no less. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in six provides game recaps every morning after. You can hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Tausch, you heard Paul Feinbaum say something that, am I describing this correctly, stuck in your craw?
No, I'm so sick and tired of analysts and people that have agendas of pushing their agenda on everybody else with a lot of influence. College football is a flawed deal. Not everything's going to be equal. We have to get over this, well, this team is better than this team. Well, this team's roster is better than this team. Why are we even playing the blanking games then? If you're not going to actually go with the results of said games, why are we doing this? Oh, well, Georgia's a better team than Indiana. Even though if Georgia has three losses and Indiana has one, Indiana's not playing in some blech conference. They're playing in the Big Ten. and they're beating their teams. So this whole concept of if Indiana loses, they should be out. And if Georgia loses and they have three losses, well, their schedule's hard, all this other stuff. If all things are equal, yes. But at some point, we have to stop projecting ourselves. So should we say, well, I think San Fran, when they're healthy, they're the best team in the league, even though Arizona beat them and the Rams beat them and the Packers beat them. Well, I think they could give the best game to the Chiefs. Well, that's how you're doing it. It's just annoying, and sports needs to still be about the wins and the losses and who is – you're going to do a 12-team playoff. These teams are going to get in. You're going to get to play it out. Let's cut this out with all this other foolishness
and
sitting there up on our perch and saying the stuff that we're doing.
So let's hear what Feinbaum said, because I had not heard this, but this is what got you a little riled up. Here is Paul Feinbaum talking about the college football playoff.
When you look at everyone else, Indiana doesn't have a ranked team. They'll get one this weekend. Penn State has lost to one. Every time I get on here every Wednesday morning, Greening, I say to myself, calm down. Don't be an angry guy. Get off your lawn. But this committee is not serious. There are football coaches on this committee, and there's no way those football coaches can tell me or anyone else with a straight face that they really think Indiana, Penn State, Miami, schools like that are better than Georgia. It's not possible.
So you can
go back to the way it used to be, where you just pick the teams, but you want to do 12
just
teams that you get to pick now instead of two.
So the AFC South stinks, right? They're not very good. You get the Texans,
Correct. Maybe.
So what? You're just going to say, well, that doesn't matter. The ACC is a conference. You have put this into your bylaws as a league and as TV partners and everything else. And, yeah, they might not be the best. And the SEC might be – Georgia might be the best team. But they have – if they lose a game, it will be three losses, I believe. And if you have three losses – and Indiana only has one, I just want the results of games to matter more than blowhards talking about what they think coaches might think. Is that fair?
It's very fair. And you're not a blowhard, and neither am I. But our show is over. That's it for us today. Well said.
I just feel like we got robbed. I had more to offer on this. I don't love the fact that we had to rush this. I don't. Jesse, I'm sorry. I let you down today by not getting this in earlier, and I think this is a topic people care about.
I'll pay you back by being off the show the next 2 days.
Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.